Blog Talk Radio.
Gives us the victory in all things. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you're live with Prophetic Perspectives today, and we thank and praise God for you being here at PSM Live. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thanking and praising God for this, another day's journey, for a day of life, for a day of victory, for a day of promise. Hallelujah. For all God's promises are still yes and amen. And therefore, we seek, we look, we expect for God to do great things in and through us. Praise the Lamb as His promises are revealed, as He lead us to our promised place. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God today. We give Him praise, honor, and glory. What a delight it is to have my daughter here with me. Praise God, who is in the other room watching, catching up on her videos and things of that nature. Little Gabriella Noel. Always a pleasure to have my children around me. And she has come over this morning to spend some time with her daddy, and what a time we've had already. Oh, she's on 10, people. Praise the name of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. And I thank and praise God for giving me, praise the Lamb of God, such a beautiful and wonderful baby girl. And she is all of that in a bag of potato chips. It is an honor, praise God, to be in your listening ear, wherever my voice is being heard, down in Ghana, California, hallelujah, down in other parts of Africa, up north, praise God, in Canada, and over in, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, Australia. We thank God for you also in Asia. We thank God for you, all of you, praise the Lamb of God, all over this nation. We thank and praise God for the time that we share and can come into your living rooms, into your places of confinement, hallelujah, hospital wards, your bedrooms, wherever this internet hookup and radio can be heard. We're grateful to God for you. And we ask that you spread the word, let somebody know that we're on the air, praise the Lamb of God, and that it is showtime. And we thank and praise God for today, because today is Word Thursday. Today is Word Thursday, praise God. I tell you, my voice is not all the way back yet, but I'm feeling good, people of God, hallelujah. I got energy, praise God. I got spunk today, and I'm excited about your future, praise the Lamb of God, because I know God has a plan for you, praise the Lamb of God. And his plans are good, and that they have an expected end. His plans are good, and they have an expected end. I was reading my devotional this morning, praise God, hallelujah, and got excited about it because, you know, sometimes we just read things, praise the Lamb of God, without getting a proper understanding of it. We read, praise God, and we just don't take time to meditate upon it in order to receive the blessing that's in the Word of God, praise God. But today, I read that word, boy, oh boy, oh boy, hallelujah. It said, he will not allow your foot to be moved, and he who keeps you will not slumber. Psalms 121:3, which starts off talking about, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help, knowing that all my help comes from the Lord. And he will not suffer, praise the Lamb of God, my foot to be moved. He who keeps you will neither slumber nor sleep. Hallelujah. He's my shade on my right hand. Praise the Lamb of God. What an awesome, awesome psalm that is. And when we consider, praise God, the journey of life, when we consider the journey of life, we have to admit as prophetic people that we are on a prophetic, providential road, praise God, that has been established by God, that the road winds, praise the Lamb of God, and the road bends, there's curves in the road, praise the Lamb of God. But God has already charted out our course for us to go, people of God, and we must understand, as long as we are in the prophetic, providential, praise the Lamb of God, scheduling or timing of God, and we are on the road that he has charted out for us, that all is well for us, all of our benefits, all of our needs, and all that is necessary for us to make the journey is not provided by us. It's not on us to get it. It's on God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. My daughter was over, praise God, and she told me, she said, Dad, I have to go to a dinner, and I just need a few dollars to help me out, if you could. I said, well, how much you going to need? She said, I'm going to need 20. I said, who are you going to dinner with? And then when she told me that they had invited her to dinner and stuff, I said, you know, that's not proper for me. I said, you know, if I invite you to dinner, praise the Lamb of God, then dinner is on me. When I invite you to dinner, then dinner is on me, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And that is the same way with God. Since God has placed you, hallelujah, on this road, it's his providential will for you to be on this road, praise the Lamb of God. Then, brothers and sisters, all of your provision is given to you for your journey. when we go into those seasons and those places, praise the Lamb of God, we need to question ourselves when lack and all of that is around us. I'm on the road, praise the Lamb of God, that has been providentially set out for me, praise the Lamb of God. I'm in the place that God has for me so that I might walk according to his will, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When that is secure in you, then anytime anything goes against, praise the Lamb of God, the word and the will of God, all you have to do is lift up your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh your help, knowing that your help comes from the Lord that made the heavens and earth. God knows every bend in the road. He knows every stone. He knows if there's a pothole, he knows it. Praise the Lamb of God. He knows every exit and entrance to the road he has placed you on. He knows every crossroad. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All you have to do is find out the road that God desires for you to be on, and God will make straight, praise the Lamb of God, that road for you. Even with the winds and turns, you'll know that you're really heading straight to the destiny that God has ordained for your life. Praise the Lamb of God. I just want to share out of my devotional reading this morning, early this morning when I rose, praise the Lamb of God, to receive Gabby. I got up a little earlier so that I could, of course, spend time with the Father because without him in my day, I feel as though my day, praise the Lamb of God, is not going to work. I feel as though something is missing in my day. Oh, my goodness, I had a wonderful praise and worship, singing to the Lord, hallelujah, singing to the Holy Spirit, sharing my love with him and setting my affections upon him. What an awesome, awesome God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. It's Word Thursday, and we're excited about the day. Praise the Lamb of God, because we know that in this day, hallelujah, prophetic word is going to be released, and we're going to receive the blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb. We're going to receive the blessing of the Lord, and that's what we want, to be blessed in our way, in our going in and our coming out. Boy, oh boy, this weather has been something else. It's been so humid, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, around us and around our neighboring cities and things of that nature. The humidity has been something else along with, the regular heat. But our skies are clearing now. Storms have passed through, and we're looking for a lot of sunshine. The humidity was calming down yesterday. I don't know about today, praise the Lamb of God. I haven't been out yet. But I know, praise God, that it affects a lot of our sinus. It affects a lot of our vocals and things of that nature. But I want to say to you, people of God, hallelujah, just thank God for one more sunny day. Yes, it could be worse, couldn't it? Yes, it could. Praise God. So we thank God for the day that he has made. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Now, let us go into our prayer mode, praise the Lamb of God, early today. Because when the saints get on here, I know we're going to be prophesying and doing that, praise the Lamb of God, and sharing with others. So we're going to go into our prayer mode today, praise the Lamb of God, and start praying, hallelujah, for those that are sick and shut in and those who are hurting, those who are lost, hallelujah, those who are grieving and bereaved, those that just need a touch from the Master's hand. Somebody needs some revelation. Somebody needs inspiration. Someone just needs God to make a way out of no way. Hallelujah, which he is dynamite at doing. Praise the Lamb. Then someone just needs him as a comforter, as a company keeper in that lonely hour. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Somebody needs bills paid. Somebody needs Jehovah Jireh today. Somebody needs him as El Shaddai. Somebody need him as God, their healer, God, their restorer, Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. Somebody need him, praise the Lamb of God, as their strong tower, as the banner that waves over them, Jehovah Nissi. Oh, people of God, I want you to know today that our God is God. and there is nothing our God cannot do. If you're here today and you would like to pray for us, you can be our intercessor of the day by pushing one on your dial, praise the Lamb of God, and we will allow you to come and intercede for us today, praise the Lamb of God, as we are preparing a little background music here for you. Praise God. Just push one on your dial today, and we will be going for, praise the Lamb of God, in this day. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Boy, I just love Jesus today. I just love him today. Don't you love him today? Praise the Lamb of God. I love him because his name alone brings comfort to my heart. Hallelujah. Come on with me. I don't mind praying. Prayer is like drinking water to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Father, we thank you today again in this day, Father. We exalt your holy name for all that you are. You are awesome in all your ways. You are awesome, God. There is no God like you nowhere. There is none, Father, that we can find, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that can compare to you. We reverence your holiness, hallelujah, as we approach your throne. We recognize that you are holy, God, that you're righteous, hallelujah, Father. We recognize, oh God, that you're sanctified. And we thank you for sanctifying our hearts and minds today and allowing us to participate in your holiness, to participate, Father, hallelujah, as children of the living God. We give you praise today, Father, hallelujah to your name, for adopting us into the royal family, for allowing us to have a place in you, for giving us those heavenly seats, Father, and allowing us to walk in the authority of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There is no God like you that share with his subjects, that adopt his subjects, that bring his people close to him, and he draw nigh unto them. Oh, Father, we love you today. We adore you. We adore your spirit. We adore your presence. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, this morning already for your presence that has been made manifest here in the house. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, that you're going to manifest your power today, your anointing, your word, the bubbling up, Father. Hallelujah, your prophetic flow shall come forth in this day. Today, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we set an ambush for the enemy. Hallelujah, by your precious blood, we rebuke every form of witchcraft. Hallelujah, every form, hallelujah, hallelujah, of satanic forces that comes against this show, that comes against your word, that comes against your servants, oh God. We bind it in the name of Jesus, and we send it back from whence it came, Father. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you today, Father, to look on the sick and afflicted. I recognize that you are the balm of Gilead. I recognize, hallelujah, that you're able to make the wounded whole. I know, Father, that you are a healer today, for you have healed my body too many times. I know, Father, what you can do, Father. Look and have mercy today. Someone is lonely. Someone, hallelujah, is about to be put outdoors. Someone likes is about to be cut off. Somebody needs you as a way maker. Father, in Jesus' name, hallelujah to your name today, Father. Make ways out of no ways, Father, because you're God by yourself, Father. Do it for us, Father, and we give your name praise today. Father, today, oh God, hallelujah. We actually look on our churches, look on our memberships, look on our shepherds, look on the pastors, oh God, who set to lead and guide your people in the way. Be God in their lives today, Father. Hallelujah to the Lamb. There's a shepherd that needs strength and encouragement that's about to fall by the wayside. But I command your power. I command your strength. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, today, look and have mercy. Someone is about to shut down. Someone is about to walk away from their ministry. But I know you care, Father. So we ask you to uphold them in your loving arms, Father. There's a young man in prison, hallelujah, that's calling out for you. Oh, God, please go. Please send angels to minister to him, Father. Snatch him out the fire, Father, in the name of Jesus. Someone needs you today, Father. Somebody is calling on your name. Someone is crying out to you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. They need your presence. They need your power. They need your performance. Father, I know it's promise time. I know it's promised land time, Father. I know the promises that you promised your people are being poured out to them, Father. So I ask you, Father, to continue to manifest yourself in the lives of your children. Bless BSM. Bless today, Father. Bless Truth Christian Assembly. We give you praise. We give you honor, Father. We give you glory. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah today. Blessings and honor, glory and majesty be unto you. In Jesus' name.
Yeah. that we praise. Let's sing that again unto the Lord. Sing that it's you that we worship. Oh, it's you. It's you, Lord. It's you that we came to worship. Oh, God, we worship your holiness.
My, you are holy, Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We acknowledge your sovereignty. That was the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship with Maya White on lead. Praise the Lamb of God. Off one of our older CDs. Praise the Lamb of God. Some fresh new material out. We'll be uploading real soon. Bought a couple of CDs while I was down in Louisville, Kentucky at the conference. That have some wonderful, wonderful songs. We'll be uploading them real soon to you so you can listen to them and then go out and purchase your copy. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, boy, what a wonderful, wonderful time it has been. Praise the Lamb of God. Sherry with the saints, praise God, in various places, praise God, across this first half of the year. We have been in so many doors and out of so many doors and sharing so much until sometimes we don't just stop and reflect upon where we've been, who we've touched. Praise the Lamb of God. But God has been using us mightily, and we thank and praise God for that. I'm positioned for my promise, people of God. Hallelujah. I promise you in this season, I don't want to miss what God has for me. Praise the Lamb of God. And so I'm positioning myself. Praise the Lamb of God for the promise. I'm like a football player on the field. Praise the Lamb of God, a wide receiver. I know I must make the mark, praise the Lamb of God, in order to receive the pass. And I'm making the mark. I'm pressing toward the mark of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And I hope you're pressing too. I hope you're pressing for the promise, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And don't let the enemy deceive you by your, hallelujah, if you would, perceived position. Don't allow Satan to deceive you, praise the Lamb of God, because you feel, hallelujah, because things are not the way they ought to be, that you are not positioned right for the blessing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. All you have to do is get in the face of God and allow God to reveal to you, hallelujah, the position. Praise the Lamb of God. And let me tell you something, people of God. God will tell you, praise the Lamb of God, when you're in the right place, doing the right things. Hallelujah. If you seek God's face, God will say to you, I'm pleased with you. Praise the Lamb of God. If you seek God's face, God will speak to you and allow you to know, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, that where you're positioned, how you're positioned, is his will for your life, praise God. And that does not mean that trouble will not come, praise the Lamb of God. It's just the opposite. That probably will, praise the Lamb of God, upset some demonic forces and things of that nature and cause and create, praise the Lamb of God, some hostile, people around you, some antagonists, yes, yes, praise the Lamb of God. But that does not mean you're not positioned right. Sometimes we get on a flight and we start running around trying to find a place of comfort, praise the Lamb of God, a place where we feel more accepted at a place where we feel, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that we don't have no pressures and things of this nature. And sometimes we step out of the position God has placed us in that seem to be uncomfortable. So we have to make sure that we are positioned, praise the Lamb of God, by a prayerful attitude, praise the Lamb of God, so that we can receive the promises that God has for us. I hope, praise the Lamb of God, and pray that you are positioned for that, because that, in fact, praise the Lamb, is going to be, hallelujah, the winning factor. That, in fact, is going to be that, praise the Lamb of God, that is going to bless your soul, hallelujah, as you continue, praise the Lamb of God, to do all that God would have you to do. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Hey, look at here, it's my daughter Gabby. Come on, say hi to everybody on the radio.
Hi.
Oh, my goodness, you should see her, you all. She's growing taller and prettier, and I just don't know what I'm going to do for them. Tell them where you just came from just the other day.
California.
California. Gabby was out in L.A., praise God, while her father was at the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship Conference, praise the Lamb of God. Won't you tell everybody God bless them today? Don't you want to speak blessings on the people today for me?
Well, I hope everybody, I just wanted to say I hope you had a very, very, very nice day today, and I hope you don't have any allergies or sniffles, or, you know, all that stuff that comes from your nose and your mouth. And I just want to pray that all of you would stop the sniffing and coughing, because I've been sniffing and coughing too.
Yeah.
And I've been praying for God that it would go away, because it's just
irritating. Yes, all right. So just tell them, in the name of Jesus, allergies.
Allergies.
Be gone.
Be gone.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command you. To leave.
To leave.
The people of God.
The people of God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Now tell them, see you later.
See you later.
All right.
Praise
the Lord. That's Gabriella Noel. Hallelujah, Daddy's girl. And we thank and praise God for, praise God, hallelujah, to have a child of such nature. Ah, yes, praise the Lamb. I'm proud of it. Yes, I am. I am. I am. I am. My God, my God, my God. And I know, praise the Lamb of God, it just lit your soul up just to hear her say those few words on the air to you today. Isn't it wonderful that she even detects, praise the Lamb of God, her own little allergies and what have you, and recognizes that other people are having them. And so she's praying for everybody that God would remove those allergies from us. I think that is a blessing of blessings. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. For someone that of that age, praise God, for someone of that age to be able to do that. I am so excited about. Yes, God, yes, God. My God, my God. There's no God like our God. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I'm excited, people of God, hallelujah, about the show today, because I recognize today, hallelujah, being Words Thursday, spread the word, praise the Lamb of God. We're going to open the mics shortly, and we're going to start prophesying. Praise the Lamb of God. I want my daughter Megan's niece to join me, praise the Lamb of God. She can push one on her dial. I want her to join me, praise the Lamb of God, in a few minutes so that we can get this lined up here, praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, where Prophet Daryl is not here today, that is something, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I even texted him this morning, you know, and he's not here with me today, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. What I was talking about, the promises, wasn't I? Being positioned for your promises, praise the Lamb of God, and not letting the enemy deceive you, hallelujah, that you're not in the right place or even that you are in the right place. You don't want that to happen to you either. You want to be able, praise the Lamb of God, to know that you know without a shadow of a doubt that you are positioned, praise the Lamb of God, to receive that God has for you. Oh, yes, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love Jesus today because he first loved me. Now, people of God, don't forget, praise the Lamb of God, we're going to have another segment with Dr., praise the Lamb of God, Anne Marie Davis, praise the Lamb of God, Brown. She's going to be back with us in a few days, praise the Lamb of God. Probably about Wednesday of next week, she will be with us, praise God, and continue in talking about depression and demonic activity and some other, praise the Lamb of God, issues. And I know many of you text me and inbox me and say we need to have a sequel. She has consented to do that, praise the Lamb of God. And so we're going to get her back for that. So what a wonderful, wonderful spirit to engage us, praise the Lamb of God, in such in-depth conversation and out of her busy day and her schedule to give us a little more knowledge and wisdom concerning, praise the Lamb of God, the activity of the devil, hallelujah, through demonic forces that show up in the symptoms, praise God, of epileptics, bipolarism, praise the Lamb of God, schizophrenia, and things of that nature. But there is another demon that we're going to talk about called the demon of depression, hallelujah, and oppression. Those two enemies, praise the Lamb of God, is that they make people desire to commit suicide and things of that nature, and we want to deal with that so that we'll be knowledgeable and aware of them, and we're going to show you how to pray against those type of forces and keep the enemy, somebody say, under my foot, praise the Lamb of God, to keep the devil right where he belongs, hallelujah, where snakes belong, down on the ground, so I can continue to bruise his head as he attempts to bruise my heel. Hallelujah. What a wonderful, wonderful God that he has so many different people that has knowledge and wisdom, hallelujah, that he has given them and that they have educated themselves in just to give his name glory in this season. I am so, so excited about, praise the Lamb of God, what is in store for us. We have members that's writing books now, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, boy, I shouldn't have mentioned that. You know our new book is just about to come out. It would be out now, praise the Lamb of God, but we went another route. I want it to be on Amazon. Yes, Lord, and I know you do too. Praise the Lamb of God. I want it to be on Amazon and what have you. So Angel and the crew is looking at the process, praise the Lamb of God, to make sure that you can get it on Amazon, praise the Lamb of God, that you can download it. E-reading, praise the Lamb, you know, e-book and things of that nature, so it'll be available to you and your loved ones as you prepare, praise the Lamb of God, to read this awesome, awesome book that the Lord dropped in my spirit and inspired me to write, entitled Fall on Your Knees, praise the Lamb of God. I'm sure you're going to want it and others are going to want it around you. My bishop also has a new book out that he brought to the conference entitled, When You Pray, Say, Our Father. Praise the Lamb of God. What revelation he gives on the father and child relationship, praise the Lamb, that will alter, praise the Lamb of God, your thinking and bring you into another place, hallelujah, of intimacy with God. Because God desires for you to view and see him, praise the Lamb of God, as a loving father and not a cosmic, praise the Lamb of God, entity that sits up on a throne waiting on you to make a mistake to punish you. No, he wants you to see him as a loving father, praise the Lamb of God, that loves and adores you, hallelujah, that you can have relationship with and that you can build on, praise God. You can get that at William H. Murphy Ministries, William H. Murphy Ministries, praise the Lamb of God, .com or .org. It's one of the two. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And it's an excellent reading forwarded by Bishop Paul Sylvester Morton. who pushed it himself over at the conference during our night services. He talked about the book himself and how it gave him a new perspective of revelation. Praise the Lamb of God. I helped edit the book. I read over some of it with him and added some things for him in the book, Praise the Lamb of God, so that it could have the impact that it has today to be able to impact your life as you're reading it. So I just wanted to drop that in your spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you pray, say, Our Father, praise the Lamb of God, which comes out of the prayer life of Jesus. Oh, my God, praise the Lamb of God. The gathering is coming. I hope and pray you're setting aside your money every week. Praise the Lamb of God. Angel and I was together yesterday, and I told her, I said, something about some money. And she said, well, I had to put some money in my special envelope for the gathering. Praise the Lamb of God. And it triggered in me, and I had to go and deal with my little hiding place myself to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that we are set to go for the conference in November 6, 7, and 8. They're at the Doubletree Hotel in Oak Brook, Illinois. Praise God, right next to the Oak Brook Terrace Shopping Center. Praise Cheesecake Factory, all of that right there in walking distance across the parking lot. Praise God, what a beautiful hotel it is. Those of us that did the walkthrough, beautiful, beautiful hotel, big giant chandeliers and things. It is going to be awesome. All of our rooms are located centrally together, so it won't be no overwalking. Praise the Lamb. You come down, you there. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you, you, and you, and you to be there. Praise the Lamb of God so you can receive, hallelujah, the impartation of your blessings as we're warring for the promise. We're going to be geared up, praise the Lamb of God, in army fatigues, in navy fatigues, praise the Lamb of God, and other types of war clothes. Those of you that are coming, recognize that during the day, we're going to be in our army clothes, and those that want to wear them at night can, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And then Friday night, we're planning the prophetic banquet, praise the Lamb of God, something you've never been to, something you've never heard of, a prophetic feast is what it will be, praise the Lamb of God. And we're going to make sure, hallelujah, that as we release this anointing, that everyone, praise the Lamb of God, in the building that come to the conference, that's why we only, hallelujah, have a box out of 200 people, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, so that we can make sure you get taught, get the materials, this, that, and another. We can spend time with you. Praise the Lamb of God. This year is going to be different even from last year. Praise the Lamb of God. We are tightening up. We are understanding what we need to do. Our mantle in Eagle Partners, praise the Lamb of God. The prophet is going to spend time with you, speaking into your life personally. Praise the Lamb of God. Even if I have to bring you up to my suite, praise the Lamb of God, to spend this time with you. We are going to do that this year. It's total focus on the conference. Praise the Lamb of God. There's total focus on the conference. God removed some, praise the Lamb of God, distractions for us. And now, praise the Lamb of God, our minds and hearts are clear. Praise the Lamb of God. A few of you have already registered. It's already posted on our website, psmintl.org. It's posted. The classes are posted there. You can go there, praise the Lamb of God, and select your class as you're registering. Praise the Lamb of God. You can select up to three classes, people of God. You can select three classes that you can take. Praise the Lamb of God, and it's going to be a blessing to you. Hallelujah, as we prepare further. Our education department, praise the Lamb of God, has been working diligently to make sure the educational components are together. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm still praying for the release of the speakers that I have laid out that I want to be our anointed prophetic speakers for the week. Praise the Lamb of God. All I need you to do is pray with me. We're going to have an exciting time, November 6th, 7th, and 8th, there in the city of Chicago. Praise the Lamb of God. Also, we will be ministering in Nassau, Bahamas, the week of September 18th, 19th, and 20th, there, praise the Lamb of God, at our intercessory prayer conference in Nassau, We will be doing the closeout service, Praise the Lamb of God, according to our Bishop, Bishop Murphy, who is, Praise the Lamb of God, really over this, but Bishop Neil Ellis is hosting, Praise the Lamb of God, and his church is hosting the prayer conference. Hallelujah. All roads, all airlines, and hot boats are going to Nassau, Bahama, September 18th, 19th, and 20th, and you are invited. You can find that also on William H. Murphy, Praise the Lamb of God, Jr.'s, hallelujah, website. That information is there for you also to come and attend that awesome intercessory prayer conference, Praise the Lamb of God, that's going to be there. And Prophet Shakespeare will be, Praise the Lamb of God, one of the speakers, Praise God, that will be closing out this conference. I've already said yes, yea, and amen to it under the dictation of the Holy Spirit. My God, what an awesome God we serve. He's opening doors all around for us, Praise the Lamb of God, that we may go forth and do his will in a mighty way. Again, people of God, I'm getting all of this out the way for us so our prophetic flow will be right, Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Also, Bertha, I want you to help us today, Praise the Lamb of God, in releasing the prophetic word. I want you to know this, people of God, hallelujah. I want you to know this today, Praise the Lamb of God, that Tuesday night service, for those of you that's in the Detroit area, that Tuesday night service, Praise the Lamb of God, I want you to know you are missing a wonderful, Praise the Lamb of God, opportunity, hallelujah, to experience God another way. I'm telling you that right now, Praise the Lamb of God. It's not that many of us in number, Praise the Lamb of God, on Tuesday nights. They are at, Praise the Lamb of God, inside of Harvest International. But I promise you this, the glory of the Lord, the presence of God, the spirit of impartation and revelation has not failed yet to meet us on Tuesday nights there, Praise the Lamb of God, at the Truth Church. And we're sharing this with you all because we're revealing the dynamics of, Praise the Lamb of God, the gifts of the Spirit according to 1 Corinthians 12, Praise the Lamb of God, all of those gifts that's listed there. We are sermonically presenting them and opening it up to your understanding to the fullest that the Holy Spirit is revealing to us. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. We did the faith on this past Tuesday night, and even what I taught on the show can't touch, hallelujah, what was really delivered on Tuesday night. Praise God. I just gave you the bullet points when I do it on the show, but to be there, to get it live, Praise the Lamb of God, and to experience it is an awesome, awesome thing. So we invite you out on Tuesday nights, Praise the Lamb of God, to be a part of our hour of power. And that's exactly what it has been for all of us, Praise the Lamb of God, that has been there. All right, praise God, hallelujah. My God in heaven, hallelujah. I need somebody here. Let me see who I need, praise God. Bertha, I need you to light your line up. Push one, Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Is Albertine here? If you're here, Albertine, push one. Praise the Lamb of God. If you can, if you're available, Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, my, what's my intercessor name down there in the bio? I see her face. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Margie, are you here? Push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God, Margie. If you're available, praise God to pray for us today. I need you to do that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Then, Maginese, I'm lighting up your mic now because I know you have trouble with that one on your dial. Is this Maginese?
Yes, it is. Good afternoon.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Good to have you here. Praise God. Bertha, you're here?
Yes. Hi, Maginese.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Yes. I thank God for each of you. Is my son Brett available to pray right quick? Are you here, Brett? Praise God. I'm calling names. Boy, I tell you the truth. Hallelujah. My God in heaven. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. I didn't want to work these girls too bad by making them pray, praise the Lamb of God, and prophesy. Praise God. But I did want someone to come, hallelujah, and pray over, hallelujah, the show just for a moment to get us into this place of the prophetic where we need to be as we give this hour, praise the Lamb of God, in some odd minutes to the prophetic flow. We want to take our time with you. Praise the Lamb of God. You better go get your neighbor, get your friend, and tell them prophecy is about to go forth on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. You know, so many of you are being blessed, hallelujah, and you're not sharing, praise God. You're not sharing what God is doing for you, and that is not a good thing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That is not a good thing. My son, I believe, right here. Praise the Lamb of God. Brett, is this you?
Hey, good afternoon, Prophet. How you doing today?
I know, man. God bless you, man. Good to hear your voice. You at work, son?
Yeah, I do. Just went on break. I'm able to pray. Give me 1 minute.
All right, man. Praise the Lamb of God. We bless you for being here with us, man, on break. And we thank and praise God for your prayer life and that God is doing for you. That in the city of Chicago and with your family out in California. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Do you got a little testimony for us, don't you?
Yeah, I'll share it. The last couple of years, God has been moving us in a lot of directions.
Yeah.
And when we were living in Michigan, we got a really bad mortgage in the home. The home was underwater. Our finances took a real big hit, filed Chapter 7 bankruptcy, started all over. Still stuck with a mortgage. The people that was renting the house dogged it out, used it, and left it really bad for us. So I just got information yesterday, and the Lord, wow, just awesome. God just released a blessing on us so strong. It forgave us over $100,000 on the mortgage.
My
and knocked
goodness.
The mortgage down $800 to like, it's a crazy, like, the mortgage, we were paying like $1,400 a letter, and he knocked it down to like $600.
People of God, I hope you're listening to this man. Hallelujah.
And then the person that's renting the house right now, we worked out our agreement where he's actually living in the house right now while we were going through the whole modification, and he gutted the whole house. And just renewed the whole house. I'm talking about from the bathroom, the basement, all the way up. Everything that was old, they snatched it out. Every old piece of furniture is gone. Everything is just getting just new windows, painted, everything. It's so awesome that during this time where we're not paying anything, somebody's able to live there, take care of the house, and fix it up, and then get it to the point where the Lord blessed it with a mortgage to be able to afford it and make it a property. See, Prophet, I didn't give you a chance to share all this. Like a couple years ago, you all also prophesied. At the prophetic gathering, one of the men of God came up to me and said, you're going to be a business owner, and you're going to own property. And I said, all right. So I didn't get it, man. You know, it's been a real storm. And in the end of June, I didn't understand because we had really got hit with a lot of big things hit us bad in California. And I had to go back to work at a short moment's notice. And I had to leave my family back in, come back to Chicago. Well, since I've been back to Chicago, all I can say is that the Lord has blessed me with a new car on Monday. As I was flying back, even on Saturday, man, we were in the airport, and I was praying for the people in San Francisco, and then our flight was delayed. So I had to go back home and catch another flight out of Chicago, miss work and all that. But the next day, I got a brand new car when I got here. I was just praising God, because he gave me, not only did I come out of a regular middle class seat, he put me in a first class seat, and I was just like, wow, Lord, this is awesome. Come back to Chicago, I get a new car the next day. The next day, I get a phone call saying that $100,000 off the mortgage has been removed off our family, and I just, and I don't even think that's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, God is just moving so awesomely right now, and I'm ready. I just want to lift them up in prayer.
Well, come on, man. Pray for the prophetic release right now. Then
Hallelujah.
I got something to tell you. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, God, how awesome and wonderful you
thank
are,
you, Father.
Thank
you.
Father, you're so awesome, Father God, and we love you on today,
yes,
Father.
You
we just thank you. We thank you, Father, for your unchanging hand, Father. We thank you for Father, your covering,
yes,
Father God, and your grace and your mercy, Father God. Oh, God, I ask right now, God, that you forgive us, Father God, and God, get our hearts and our minds, Father God, in order right now, Father God, to hear what thus says
yes.
the Lord, Father God. God, line us up and position us right now, God. God, to hear your prophetic word, Father God. God, I thank
yeah,
you for the prophetic word. I thank you for your servants right now, God, as they prepare their hearts and minds, Father God, to hear from you, Father God. We bind any distractions, Father God. We
yes,
bind any attacks of the enemy right now in Jesus' name. God, I pray right now, I take the protection right now, God, over Prophet Shakespeare, over Imagineese McCann, Father God, over Bertha Poor right now, God. God, I pray right now, God, that you protect them, you cover them, Father God. God, as they pour out, Father God. God, we ask right now, God, that each intercessor right now, God, come together right now, God, and shield them and protect them, Father God. And God, make them not vulnerable to the enemy's attacks right now, God. God, let us stand strong, Father, like a strong fence around them right now, God. Battling in the prayer, Father God. Battling in the spirit right now, God. I pray right now, God, for those who call in right now, God, for the prophetic word, Father God, that they do not waver, Father God, when they hear the word, Father God, that they do not doubt, Father God, God, that they believe in the spirit and truth, Father God, what the
word
is coming directly from you, Father God, and God,
word
strong, Father God, God, in any storm, any situation, Father God, because I am a testimony, Father God, to your power and your work and your prophetic word, Father God, so I thank you for your prophetic word, Father. I thank you for your word, Father. I thank you for the rhema word. I thank you, God, for the Logos word, Father God. I thank you for the incarnate word, Father God. God, thank you for you, Father God. God, thank you for the vessels right now, Father God, that's going to come forth, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. Hallelujah, Father. We magnify you. We glorify you, Father God. We praise your holy name, God. Oh, God, we love you on today, Father God. We offer you so awesome, Father God, in all your works, Father.
Hallelujah.
We glorify your name. We glory in you on today, Father. We give you all
God.
The glory, Father God. We can't take credit,
let
Father.
Your
we give you the
glory.
Oh
God, let your
you
glory
get the glory,
us.
Father. You get the glory, Father God. You get the glory, Father
Hallelujah.
God, for every bill, for every car, for God, for every resource, Father God. You get the glory, Father.
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Father. Thank you, Father. In
Hallelujah.
Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Da-da-da-da. Brett, this
Hallelujah.
Is what the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This is what the Lord spoke, man, and I'm nervous giving it to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I got a little nervous. And, man, the Lord just spoke this to me three times to tell you. God says, and he calls you son, praise the Lamb of God. And God says to tell you, hallelujah, in a few weeks, Brett, in a few weeks, this is what God said, that a check for $100,000 is going to be placed in your hand.
Jesus.
For $1,000 is going to be placed in your hand. And God said, you will know that he did it. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
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 Lord, thank you. Praise the Lamb
Hallelujah.
Of God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. Thank you.
The word of the Lord
oh, God,
to you.
I know what to do.
I tell you, people,
this is
praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
This is season of the promises.
Oh,
praise
oh,
the Lamb.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Oh.
It's going to be poured out. Hallelujah. On his children.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God who have been faithful, who have walked.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Who have suffered. Praise the Lamb of God.
Oh,
our season has come. Our season has come. It's a
oh,
due
Jesus,
season.
Jesus.
It's a due season that has arrived. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb. Imagine these. You have anything to say to Brett before we
come? I heard the Spirit of the Lord saying to you, Brett, that he is preparing you for greater. While you were talking, giving your testimony, that's what I heard the Lord say, is he's preparing you for greater. And you spoke prophetically over yourself. You said, this is not even the tip of the iceberg. That is absolutely correct.
Hallelujah.
I have seen, ears have not heard what the Lord has prepared, but get this, he has revealed it to you by his
yes.
spirit, so you already know what you got coming, and I just bless the Lord for what he's about to do for you, because you all are going to a wealthy, I see a vast, vast, wealthy place for you and your family, so I just thank God for what he's about to do for you, everything that you've been through, all the sacrifices that you made, leaving your family, going back and forth, and everything that you did that you didn't want to do, is pleasing unto God. He is pleased with that because you trusted him through the whole thing, and he has prepared you for greater.
Hallelujah.
That's the word of the Lord for you.
So God here today. Bertha, is there anything you'd like to say to your brother?
Hallelujah. Yet the Lord said that through it all, through the storm, you might have got distracted, you might have lost the focus, but you never lost your faith. God says he's fixing to elevate you spiritually. He's fixing to get you in a mindset where you will no more lose your focus. Your prayer life is going to become more stronger. You're going to be more consistent in the word. And as you be more consistent in the word and prayer, strength and elevation is going to come through your obedience to the word of God. That's the word of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I receive that. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Bless your son. Thank you for being here with us. Thank you for praying. Hallelujah.
Bless you. I love you.
You know, when you pray, you'll be opening up something for yourself. Thank you, son. I love you today, boy.
I love you all. I'll see you Saturday.
Love you.
I know.
All right. Bless you. All right.
Hallelujah. Brett and got a new car, the home. Praise the Lamb of God.
He's having it.
Boy, I tell you, God is blessing his children. Praise the Lord. I told y'all it was going to be new cars given out. Praise the Lamb of God. Jesus. Brett just got his. Praise the Elder Bennett told me he was going to get his today. So praise God. God is doing what he said he would do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now listen to me good, people of God. Nobody is forcing you to get a word. But if you desire a prophetic word, you must push one on your telephone down. We will not open your mic. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You push one on your down. Praise the Lamb of God. Then we will come. Hallelujah. And then we will seek God's face for you. Let God speak to you in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Give me a second to clear up here. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm, there it is. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now I'm ready. The praise the Lamb of God. I know this is Abertain. 818 area code.
Oh, no, it's Cammie.
Cammie, praise the Lamb of God. What is it, Cammie? Praise God.
Yes.
I don't know what is going on, but I'm going to tell you this. The Lord spoke to me before, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I could put the button on you and said, the check is yours. That's all he said.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
His check is yours, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see a great. The life, hallelujah. Stuff that's been held up, praise the Lamb of God, flowing to you. Glory to God, just as God has spoken already. Oh, praise his holy name. Yes, Father.
Oh, Jesus.
I said, by this time next month, you will not even know that you have been through a struggle. This time next month, you put it on your calendar. By this time next month, God said, hallelujah, that you won't even be able to recognize that you've been through a struggle. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's up. Praying it up.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's been praying. He's up. He's praying it up. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
God's freeing it up. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
The check is yours. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Denise, anything you want to say to your sister?
I hear the spirit of the Lord saying for you, Tammy, but yo, I'm hearing something about your mother. Is your mother a minister?
No, she's not a minister.
If she really, if she's involved heavily in church, wherever she is in the ministry that she's connected to, I just see, God, that he's about to use her mightily. There's something different that God wants to do with the both of you all. Are y'all at the same church?
No, we're not at the same. I live in California. She lives in Florida, but, you know, we come from the same church back home, so, yeah.
Okay, there's something that God wants to do with both of you all in worship, and especially you. God wants to meet you in a place of worship, in a deep place of worship. When you go before God, just begin to focus on all the who he is, not necessarily really what he's done, but just who he is, and begin to let him fill you up with the worship in your belly, and he's going to meet you in that place. He's going to meet your mother in that place, too.
Yeah,
so begin to pray for her.
Yeah,
begin to pray for her, because the Lord is about to do something mightily with your mother in ministry.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Glory to God.
Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I just see you all being connected in the spirit and doing ministry together. That's just what I mean for you and your father.
Jesus, thank you so much.
And that's the word of the Lord for you.
Thank you.
Bertha, is there anything you want to share?
Tony.
The Lord says we all worship him in different ways and we praise him in different ways. You have been releasing many tears in the midnight hour that people don't even know about but the Lord. And there was a scripture that the Lord gave to me, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, and it says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Your tears have been your seed that you have sown. And as prophet said, your harvest has now come full blown, and it's overwhelming.
Hallelujah, thank you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch what God do. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said the check is in your hand. Praise the Lamb of God.
So much. Amen.
Hallelujah,
daughter. Glory to God. Glory to your name, God.
Praise the Lamb of God.
God wants more of your time, Cammy. God wants more of your time. Give him more of your time. Set more time aside just seeking God. He says he wants more of your time.
I know. Thank you so much.
I love you, daughter.
I love you, too. Thank you guys so much.
Be blessed,
bless
Cameron.
You. Bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. What an awesome, awesome God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Erico, well, that's you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thought you had hit your, what? That's Maginice, right?
224.
Okay, 248. 248, your mic is hot. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Divine Favor. How you doing today, Dad?
This is who?
Divine Favor, Andrea.
Well, you got a lot of static in your line, daughter. Praise the Lamb.
Okay. Is that better?
That's better. Praise God.
Okay.
How you doing, girl?
I'm doing good. I just tuned in. It's hard for me because of our phone situation to be on the cell phone for long minutes. Prophet Daryl had gave me a word a few weeks ago, and today I was going to step out there on faith, but I've been dealing with my dad. Even on the other day when you were up under attack, I was planning on making it with his car to the service, and the enemy's been trying to attack his mind. And, you know, I've been praying for me and destiny, but just forgetful and forgetting the days and forgetting things. And today we were going to go to the dealer, but he lost some money and he lost his wallet. And we found the wallet and not the money. But I'm just asking you all just to be praying for my dad and just praying with me, you know, regarding, you know, stepping out on faith and just being obedient to the word of the prophet.
All right, well, we're definitely going to do that. Praise the Lamb of God. That's That's not a prophet, a problem, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to your prayer life. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Imaginese, do you have anything to say to your sister?
I'm just led to pray for her.
Thank you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for Andrea. I thank you, God, for the faith that you have given her, Lord. And I lift up her and her father, Lord God. And I ask you, Lord, that you would move by your spirit upon that situation, oh God. I ask you, Lord, that you would break any yoke, Lord God. Release a yoke-breaking anointing right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And remove any unclean thing that has attached itself to Andrea's father, Lord God. I ask you, Lord God, if your will would be done in the nature of the move, God, that they are connected to that move, God. I ask you, Lord, that all things would come to fruition that you have promised, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I ask that there would be no hindrance, God. Nothing would hinder the move, God. If this is a move that you have destined for her, God, I ask, God, that it would go and it would go freely and it would be smooth, God, and all things will come to pass that you have promised. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord, that you would keep her, God. Keep her in alignment with your will for her life. Let her never make decisions of her own, but you lead and guide her steps. For you said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So I ask that you would order her steps, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Any word from the Lord?
Amen. Not at this time.
Okay, go ahead.
When you spoke of your dad, the spirit said dementia, the first stages of dementia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's what he has been diagnosed, but that's what the Lord said, dementia. That's why he's forgetting where things are and can't remember this and remember that. But God said, don't worry, Andrea. God said, don't worry. Because everything is going to be all right.
Amen.
You just keep being obedient to him, walking in obedience to his word and what he has called you to do, because everything is going to be all right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
Thank you.
God.
Thank you for
And
our
I piggyback on that. Lord told me to tell you, especially, Andrea, that you're about to walk into your wealthy place. There's been a whole lot of dependency on other people for this, that, or another. Praise the Lamb of God. But God said now he's going to set you up to be the head and not the tail, and that they will be coming to you. Praise the Lamb of God from that time forth. You're going to walk into a wealthy place, saith the Lamb. This is what the Lord spoke. Hallelujah. I speak it to you. Praise God. Just continue to move, as Bertha has said, into the presence of God and allow God to use you when he desires to use you. A lot of people think you're a little odd and a little different and this, that, and another. Hallelujah, because your way is not their way, but we are peculiar people. Praise the Lamb of God. But
yeah.
Do what God would have you to do. Say what God will have you to say. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I see you riding up into our parking lot, praise the Lamb of God, with a white truck. I see, praise the Lamb of God. You got a white hat on. It's got some kind of bow or something on it. Praise the Lamb of God, and you dress to kill. I see you looking right at you right now, driving up in the. Praise the Lamb of God, going to bless you. Oh my God, I don't know what kind of day this is. You got gloves on. Praise the Lamb of. God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Gloves. Praise
Thank
the
you,
Lamb
Jesus.
Of it. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
God is, yeah, and that's like some kind of like, praise the, I want to say like pearls or some kind of beads or something shining on top of his hat in the midst of these bows and things of the bow. Praise the Lamb of God. God is going to bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
The way, praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank all the Lord to your day.
Just know that your day is on God's calendar, and
yes,
you're walking
God.
In the right direction. Position your
yes,
position
God.
For your promise. Your position
yes.
for your promise. In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
God.
Jesus.
Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I just got a text from a prophetess, evidently, that's listening to the show, Andrea, that said that your father is going to be stabilized through medication. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. All right, all right.
Thank you so much, Karate. Thank you. Amen. You all too. Love you much.
God, hallelujah. Be blessed. The Lord is saved. Hallelujah. Let me see. We got another caller. 815. Air code, praise the Lamb of God. Your mic is hot.
Good afternoon, Prophet Bertha Imaginese. This is Sandra. How you doing?
We are blessed today, Sandra. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm calling in because you said something earlier today, and it was just confirmation to me because I have been feeling like I have been out of position with God, and I had some things up before Him. And I've been feeling displaced. And when you spoke that thing saying that, you know, don't let the enemy fool you or deceive you into thinking that you're not in the right position. And it was just confirmation for me to let me know that, you know, because I'm feeling this way, just lets me know that I am in the right position.
Well, praise God. Hallelujah. And it's very important that, people of God, that we are postured right, praise the Lamb of God, and positioned right in God in this season of promise. You don't want to be out of the place where God, hallelujah, has designated as your place of grace, praise the Lamb of God. You don't want to get out of the path of, praise the Lamb of God, doing the will of God. And I share with anybody, praise the Lamb, this is the wrong time to be out of church. This is the wrong time for you to just be walking around with no covering, praise the Lamb of God. I've said this before. You don't have a covering. Inbox Prophet Shakespeare or go to my website, Praise the Lamb of God, so I can become your covering to keep you covered in this season prayerfully, to make sure you're getting spiritual nourishment. I have people who I've covered, Praise the Lamb of God, from California all the way back to New York, Praise the Lamb of God, because it's the way of God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. A sheep cannot lead itself. Hello,
amen.
Light bulb.
Amen.
A sheep cannot lead itself. And those of us that's hard-headed, praise the Lamb of God, bull-headed, don't want to listen to nobody. We want to do things the way we want to do. We're going to be left out in this season, praise the Lamb of God. It calls for humility, and sometimes humility is painful. Praise the Lamb of God. Sometimes humility is painful. Hallelujah. It don't feel good to be humble. It don't feel good to be rebuked. It don't feel good to be corrected. It don't feel good, praise the Lamb of God, when someone speaks to you and makes you feel like a child. Praise the Lamb of God. But your shepherd, your minister is there for your good, the scripture says.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So we must learn to walk in humility and watch our mouths in this season and not put our mouth on the man and woman of God, especially the ones that's shepherding and that's covering you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. The glory to Jesus today. Praise God. Madenise, you have a word for your sister?
Thus says the Lord, daughter, my spirit is with you, even though you may come upon some uncomfortable and some uncertain places. Know that I am with you. When you come to that place where you're unsure of the decision that you should make, my spirit is with you. Go in confidence, thus says the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lamb. Bertha Pruitt.
Yes, Pastor. No, Lord, did I give you a word for Sandra, but for Imaginees, I don't know why you are so heavy in my spirit right now. I'm just weeping for you, girl. I don't know your situation, but I'm feeling your pain. God said his grace is upon you. Whatever it is, just give it to him. He's going to handle it. But you're heavy on me. I don't know the situation you're in. I don't even know what you're going through. But right now, as you talk, I'm just taking your pain and your hurt. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Help me. Praise the Lamb of God. Sylvia, the Lord says to you that he needs you to stand on what he has promised over your life. Praise the Lamb of God, for it shall shortly come to pass. Hallelujah. God says stand on it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Stand on what has been promised to you prophetically. Stand on what God has spoken. God said it's going to come to pass very shortly in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Thank you,
oh,
guys.
My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Bertha. Thank you. Hallelujah for sharing with Maginese today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, the Lord is here today. Praise God. Erica 937, your mic is hot.
Hello?
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 Hi, how are you?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, okay, now I hear you. Oh, okay. Hi, this is Elaine in New Jersey. I just wanted prayer, or if the Lord has a word to tell me, is to make sure that I'm in the right place, or how do I get in the right place?
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Father in heaven, we give you praise. We give you honor and glory. Your daughter Elaine is called in, and we know, Father, hallelujah, that you are God that cannot lie, because you are not a man. You are God, hallelujah, whose spirit is pure and true and leads us into all truth. So right now, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah, your daughter desires to know, hallelujah, is she in the right place? And if not, wants to be totally in your will, hallelujah. She wants to be in the place, in the position and posture that you would have her to be in. So now, Father, hallelujah, speak to your servants that they may speak to her, praise the Lamb of God, and give the revelation that she needs, that she may be set for her promises, that heavens can open over her head and shower the blessings down on her. Hallelujah. We give you praise, we give you honor,
hallelujah,
and we give you glory in the name of Jesus the Christ.
Jesus.
Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Imagineese.
I hear the Spirit of the Lord stand for you. He's giving you a spirit of evangelism. He God wants you to touch as many people as you can. He's going to put a word in your mouth for the lost, for the sick. He's going to give you a word for people, and he just wants you to spread the good news and tell as many people as you can in the grocery store, in the DMV, wherever you're at. People are going to be drawn to you, and it's the God in you that they're drawn to, and he wants you to speak in confidence and knowing. You're going to think like, oh, am I supposed to say something now? The answer is yes. Now is the time to say something. When you get to that place, say it. He's giving you the word for the people. A heavy spirit of evangelism rests with you. And that's the word of the Lord for you.
God says he desired you to stay where you are. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When it comes down to your place there, God says, praise the Lamb of God. You asked about this. God just spoke and said, tell her that I said that I desire her to stay where she is. Praise the Lamb of God. You're a member of a church out there?
I'm visiting. I put in for papers for membership, but they it's like 10 weeks of training before you actually officially become a member, or basically, yeah.
You're going through new members orientation and all of that. I understand that plan.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God said He wants you to stay right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Stay right there. All is going to be well with you in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Bertha Pruitt.
Praise God. It's just confirmation of what you said, Prophet, because when she asked for which directions, the Lord said that you needed a covering. Thank God you have one. And as Prophet said, you need to stay right where you are. That's where God wants you, in that place. And while you're in that place, He wants you to become more consistent in your prayer life and in the Word of God. And as you become more consistent, your relationship with Him is going to mature, and then He is going to start imparting the words of wisdom, knowledge, and revelation into you in order for you to walk into the calling that He has called you to. You have got to understand what their calling is, and you have got to know the process and what it all consists of. So get into your word more, into prayer more, because your prayer life is very important in what you have to do, says the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. All right, daughter Elaine, you be blessed. Yeah?
Okay, God
you
bless
be blessed,
you.
Girl. Keep in touch
Thank
with
you.
Us.
I will. God bless. Bye.
Bye-bye. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Father. Hallelujah to your name. Praise God. Error code 6864. Your mic is hot.
Hi, Prophet. This is Sylvia. I heard you. Thank you.
What? You said you heard me thank me? I don't understand.
You called Sandra Sylvia.
I called Sandra Sylvia?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, that happens to you. Praise God. I'm sorry about that. Hallelujah. But Sandra, you knew I was talking. Sandra knew I was talking to her. Praise God.
Oh, okay,
hallelujah.
Okay.
How you been doing, Sylvia?
I'm fine, Prophet.
Are you?
Yeah, it's just a little heartache here and there, but like I inboxed you, I'm just praying for a new heart.
Well, Sylvia, you know, heartache is a part of the process of knowing how God feels about us.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When God is conditioning you for assignment, when God is conditioning you for ministry work, He desires you to know what a broken heart is.
Okay.
He desires you to know what pain is. He allows you to experience something. Praise the Lamb of God. That will cause you to say, my God. And when you think about how much rejection, how much love rejection, how much manipulation has happened to God, you'll fall on your face and weep. Because the heart of God is broken more than any heart in the world.
Yes,
the heart of God. We break God's heart all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We break His heart as His children. And so praise the Lamb of God. Understand that in your experience, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. But we pray for the renewal and the strengthening of your heart, that you don't grieve over anything. Praise the Lamb of God for any length of time, that you would come back into position and shape with God. And praise God for the experience. Hallelujah. I'm very serious. Praise God for the experience. You know, when I was reading my devotion today, and it was talking about those winding roads that I talked about earlier. Praise the Lamb of God, that I will look to the hills from which cometh my help, knowing my help cometh from the Lord, and my foot shall not be moved. And the Lord, He does not slumber nor sleep. When in that commentary, it was sharing, praise the Lamb of God, that on the road of our life experience that God set up, He sets up, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, He sets up, praise the Lamb of God, situations and circumstances in our life to make sure we experience what is needed for our journey. And God is doing that to you. So you just don't know what God has in store for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You just don't know, praise God. God just showed me some prophecy on CNN, people of God. I told y'all about Denver, Colorado. A mudslide, the Lamb of God, on the side of a mountain, just sweeping cars away over the cliff. Just sweeping cars away. My goodness. Hallelujah. I told you all, this is the season of visitation. This is the season of visitation. Praise the Lamb of God. I just want to drop that in your spirit. Hallelujah. People, so to you, daughter, Sylvia, praise the Lamb of God. I'm saying to you today, hallelujah, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, and don't let your foot slip. Hallelujah. Don't let your foot slip. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Ladies, let me say this to all of you all, and I'm not talking about Sylvia now. I just want to say this because it's in my spirit to say, hallelujah. If you be faithful to God and walk with him, praise the Lamb of God, that man that God has for you, hallelujah, almost knock you over. And you may not even know that it's him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God will have to open your eyes and say, that's the man that I've sent to you to be a husband to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's not God's will for you to be used, misused, and abused by nobody. Hallelujah.
Right.
You are his servants. You are his children. And he loves you dearly. Praise the Lamb of God. And abuse is not, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, abuse is not on the agenda at all of God. Come on, Manjani, speak to Sylvia right quick. Hallelujah.
Sylvia, when you were speaking, I heard the Lord say one word, sanctification. And the word sanctification means to be sanctified means to be set aside, to be separated. And I'm led to share this with you. When God began to work on me, and I know now that he was calling me to ministry, he basically put me in this box. And I was in this box, and I was separated from everything and everybody that I loved. All of my friends I had to let go. The relationship I was in, I had to let go. And I just had to be in that place. But when I was in that place, I had some of the most awesome revelations, visitations from God. And that's where I got my commission, when he actually called me. So basically, it's confirming what Prophet said. What you're going through is for what God is about to do, where he's calling you to. So just, I know it's an uncomfortable place because I've been there, but I can tell you this. When he let me out of that box, and I was to the place where I could not answer my phone, I couldn't listen to secular music, I couldn't watch TV, I could not do anything but study and pray. And when he let me out of that box and let me back into the world, I say right now, Lord, put me back in the box.
Okay. Yeah, I just
put me back in the box, because it's an uncomfortable place when you're there, but once you get out there, it's like, okay, take me back.
Okay.
I just want to encourage you, and all the relationships that God has severed from you, just let them go.
Okay.
And don't look back, and don't let them back.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Where is Bertha?
Yes, Prophet. Sylvia, as you were talking, as Papa was speaking with you, the Lord said spiritual maturity. What you're going through is you're maturing spiritually in God. The heart of God is love. That's the first major thing that we have to all learn to do, is love as God and walk in the spirit of love. You're there. Now, everything that God has for you, every gift and anointing he has for you, is going to come to full bloom because you have learned how to love as God loves. He feels our pain. He bore our sorrows. And it's not an easy process when you're feeling other people's pain and hurt, but it's worth taking the hit because you're loving as God loves. You have grown so much, I can just hear it in your voice. Spiritual growth. Spiritual maturity. Mm-hmm. And your relationship with God has really grown. You're closer to Him. And I encourage you also, stay strong in the Lord.
Okay.
Because he's got places He wants to take you.
Hallelujah. Now I'm going to tell you, now, that's right on the edge of what I'm going to tell you about these places. God says this to you. Now I can bless you. Now I'm ready to give you what I have for you. Now I'm ready to walk you into your wealthy place. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes what we attach to, who we attach to, hinders our blessing.
That's right.
Because God knows it. Give them to you. Just as sure as you live, you're going to waste them on somebody.
Yeah.
That's
and
right.
A lot of people are not earmarked for your blessings. Hallelujah. Jesus. You just walk alone till God reveal to you what is yours in this
that's
season.
Right.
Hallelujah. I hear the song, what God has for me.
Hallelujah.
Is the Lamb of God. What God has is for me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want you to hold to that. You
okay.
Hear me, daughter?
Yes, Prophet.
Prophet, love you today.
What was the first thing you said? Now I am ready. My phone went out when you was getting ready to say.
And now that. I am. Now. I can bless you.
Oh, okay.
Then he said, now I am ready to bless you. Then he said, now I'm able to allow you to walk into your wealthy place.
Thank you.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Sometimes God got to take some people and some things from us to give us what he wants us to have. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. And I have a question. The other day I was in prayer, and I heard the Lord say, I have called you with a holy call.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just asking what that is.
He called you with a holy call. Did you hear what Maginice just told you about sanctification?
Yes, sir.
Maginice, would you tell her again?
That's it. Sanctified, to be set aside, to
be
separated.
That's what holy means.
Absolutely.
Set aside.
Okay.
Set aside. I mean to be set aside. Holy means to be set aside. God's holy use.
Yes,
okay.
Right.
Okay.
And there is a
with a holy calling.
Jesus.
Holiness is demanded for you to walk in your calling.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet, love you today.
Love you. Love you all.
All right, baby. Be blessed. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All right. Praise God. I don't think I see no more. I don't see no more. Praise the Lamb of God. Ain't nobody push it. We ain't coming to you if you ain't pushing one. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, I tell you, when you look at that Prophet Darrell, if you don't push one on this dial, we're going to fight. Praise the Lamb of God. Is that Prophet Darrell? Is this Prophet Darrell?
You know I push one, Apostle. You know I push one.
Maginice, when you see Prophet Darrell, I want you to give him a new haircut for me.
I was just with Prophet Darrell last night. Me and Shatwan and Prophet Darrell, we had a deliverance service.
I should have had some clippers in my hand for you to cut his hair. Look, he know when he come on this show to push one.
I did push one.
Well, there's so many people on here. I had to scroll down to see you. Praise the Lord. We got another call. Erica 917.
Hi, Prophet. Darlene.
Who's calling?
Darlene Crawford in New York.
This is Arlene. How you doing, honey?
I'm fine. How are you?
How's the girls?
They good. They're doing okay.
Did God handle all that business for you?
Everything so far is going okay. Thank you.
I'm talking about with your uncle and everything, you know?
Yeah, everything went well. The service was last week, and everything went, all the money came through. Everything was fine. Thank you.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. So God did what he said he was going to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We give God praise today. So you call in for a prophetic word?
Of course. No one else can call in, so I'm going to call. Yes.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. My Denise?
God is about to release some wealth. There's a money about to that's about to come into your hands. I hear increase for you.
Tell her that again. She didn't hear you. Tell her again.
I said God is releasing money. There's finances coming into your hand. I hear increase for you. God says you have waited long enough.
Glory to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. First up.
Yes, Pastor. Can I have some forks in case they want it? Yes.
Come on now, y'all got to mute some phones. Y'all got kids around y'all. Praise the Lamb of God. It's echoing in. Bertha, you got a word for Arlene?
When Arlene came on the phone, the first word that the Lord put in my mind was, be steadfast and unmovable. What he mean by it, he has not told me, but he said, be steadfast and unmovable.
Amen. I know what he means. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Prophet Darryl?
Apostle.
This is me.
How are you?
I'm fine. Do you have a word for this daughter?
I didn't even hear what was going on because I'm out of town right now. But I just want to tell her, I don't even know what the show was about, but I just want to tell her to hold on. For the change is yet to come. And not
praise
only that the change is coming, but better is coming.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Arlene.
Yes, sir.
Do I be a prophet?
Of course.
Arlene, you believe I'm a prophet?
Yes.
Arlene, I'm going to tell you this one time. God said the home by the water is yours. And he's going to give it to you without cost.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Woo, my hands are on fire.
I would say, how do you know about that? But I know how you know.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
The house by the water is yours.
Jesus.
Thank you.
And he's going to give it to you without cost.
Amen.
Wait a minute. God says by this time next year, you will have relocated with all new furniture and a brand new car.
Amen.
This is what the Lord spoke. Praise the Lamb of God. I bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
In
Thank
Jesus.
You. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You be blessed,
Thank
daughter.
You. Thank you. Thank you,
Kiss
guys.
The girls for me, okay?
Yes, everyone. Have a great day. Thank you.
All right,
You're
now.
Welcome, sweetie. God bless you.
Ooh-wee. The Lord is here. I shouldn't have even opened this mic. It's probably six people on this phone. 630.
Good afternoon, Prophet.
How many people in that room with you?
It ain't but one person in here with me.
Who is that?
Me.
She's able for one person to do it.
Everybody away from
that sounds like at least two people.
All right,
praise the Lamb of God. I don't want to waste this time. I don't want to waste it. I don't want to waste it. We're in a good flow here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophet Dale came on here and moved us. Praise God. All right, praise God. Our daughter is here. Hallelujah. Bertha, do you hear anything for your sister?
This is Pastor Shaquan.
That's
yeah.
her.
Pastor, God says, be still and know that I am God. God says it's too much around you and you can't hear him clearly. He's
mm-hmm.
trying to give you a clear, fresh word. But it's
yes.
too much around you that's clogging your mind. But he says to be still. Get in a still, quiet place. And then you're going to know that he is God that is speaking to you. But right now you can't figure it out because there's too much around you.
Yeah.
He needs you in a still, quiet place.
Hallelujah. Shaquan.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You got a mobile phone in your hand.
I do.
Can you get up and walk?
I'm walking.
Go to the window. God told me to tell you to go to the window.
I'm at the window.
What do you see?
I see two cars in my driveway.
That's all you see?
Yeah, right now. And I see the trees moving.
That's what you need to look at with your spiritual
Ooh.
Eyes.
God says, number one, praise the Lamb of God, the two cars in your driveway are going to be brand new by next month.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Ooh,
wait a
hallelujah.
Minute. Hallelujah. Woo! God's going to bless you in a way to buy properties all around you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb
Jesus.
Of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Bless your name, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Imagine she in your hand.
Thus says the Lord. Thus says the Lord. You must decrease so that I might increase. And that's the word of the Lord. You must decrease so that I might increase, says the Lord. Move out of God's way.
Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's a blessed day for you, girl. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That was funny. The Lord ain't never told me to do that. I thought he would say, raise your hands. He said, tell her. I said, raise up and go look out that window. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Get your praise on, girl. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's already in motion what God is doing for you. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Let me see this here. Error code, praise the Lamb of God, 225.
Good morning, good evening, Prophet. This is Treva. And hi, Imaginese. And
hello.
Bertha.
Treva always try to come on intelligently and saucily. I want y'all to know this girl can shout, cry, she can holler and run around a church.
Yes, yes,
and
I can.
Don't leave
yes,
that out.
I can.
Oh.
Yes.
Hallelujah. How you doing, girl?
Hallelujah. All is well. I'm doing fine.
How's the saints down in the shop?
Oh, they're doing fine. Everybody's doing well.
How's the new house?
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. You know something, Prophet?
Yeah?
I was going through some notes and stuff that I keep for years when I pray. You know, you write down, when you sow a seed and you write down what you ask for God. And you know what? In 2004, I think that was 2004, I had wrote down what house I want. And I forgot about this until I was going through all my little tablets and notebooks and, you know, sermons and everything. And I looked at it, and the house that I'm in is what I had wrote down. The land yap is the pond in the back. It's exactly to the T. And, you know, I forgot about it until I looked through it, and I found that. And that was in 2004 I had wrote that down. Isn't God good? God is good.
I tell people all the time, praise the Lamb of God, the process of God to bring us into our wealthy place, to bring us to the place of our desire and give us desires of our heart, praise the Lamb of God. Everybody want Instamatic camera. Everybody want it right now, microwave blessing. But some of these blessings, praise the Lamb of God, is a process, people of God. Hallelujah. God has to process you, process your life, so you'll be able to walk in and keep what he gives you. Praise the Lamb
of God.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
So you can smile when you go in the door and not worry about somebody sitting you on the street. Praise the Lamb
of God.
He wants you to be happy when he sends you into your blessed places. He wants joy to be in your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And every time I walk through the door, I say, thank you, God. A smile come on my face, even in the pantry. Even going in the pantry to get the bread out. It's just a joy. It's an overwhelming joy.
That table. Hallelujah. You ain't got no gators back there, though, do you?
No.
Okay, good. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha Pruitt.
Yes, sir.
Do you hear anything for your sister?
Trivia. A song came to me, and the Spirit brought a song. I don't know if you know it or not or have heard it, but it's a song, an old hymn, Let Jesus Fix It For You, for he knows just what to do. Whenever you pray, let him have his way, because Jesus will fix it for you. You have a strong prayer life, and as you pray, have a pen and paper always with you, because your prayers are going to become prophetic. Write it down. And as you write it down, just know that Jesus is fixing it.
Amen.
And that's the word of the Lord.
Oh, my God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Imagine this. Trivia, you hear the voice of God so clearly, but there are some people around you that you say that to, that you talk to, and they doubt it. They are saying to themselves, God is not talking to nobody that much. And what God wants you to know is, don't be dismayed by the rejection of his word, and don't be dismayed by them doubting you. It's not you that they're doubting, it's him. But what he said is, I don't know if these are clients or if these are people that you just know in general, but he's filling your mouth up with prophetic words where you're going to begin to speak to the hearts of men, and you're going to say things to them that you wouldn't have never, ever been able to know, and that's going to cause them to know that God is real and that he does speak, and then they're going to go to a level of repentance for the fact that they didn't even believe you when you talked to them years ago.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So,
amen.
Speaking to what he's going to say to your clients, I just keep hearing your clients, just stay keen to that and keep speaking that word, even though they might not believe it. Keep speaking it, because God is doing a work in them every time you speak.
Amen. That is so true. That is so true. Amen. That's just confirmation.
Perfect. God says he's going to usher you in to another dimension of his glory in the prophetic. Praise the Lamb of God. God's going to take you into another realm. And I don't know, praise the Lamb of God. Let me see, how can I say this? I don't know exactly why praise the Lamb of God, other than this evangelistic hour that we're living in to reach the lost and this, that, and those backsliders and this, that, and restoration. But these transitions are coming very quick. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And they could be met with satanic attack to try to intercept the blessing. But God says, praise the Lamb of God, he's about to transition you, praise the Lamb of God, to walk in a heavy prophetic anointing, praise the Lamb of God, of his glory, and it's going to be heavy on you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's new places you're going to, praise the Lamb of God, that your foot has not even ever stepped on the ground, praise the Lamb. There's places you're going to go to, and you're going to prophesy, and it's going to come to pass before you leave that place. Praise the Lamb
Amen.
Of God. Your prophetic words are going to come to pass so fast, praise the Lamb of God, until it shocks people. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, into a place of belief and into a place of repentance, into a place
Absolutely.
Of restoration. God is sending
Amen.
You, Lamb of God, to many of the lost, praise the Lamb of God. Many of those who have fallen by the wayside, hallelujah, you're going to be able to minister to and be a blessing to them in this season, saith the Lord. I bless
Amen.
You today in Jesus' mighty name.
In
hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
God,
thank you, Lord.
God,
thank
hallelujah. Erico 985, we only got 5 minutes. Erico 985, your mic is hot.
Hi, everyone. How are you doing?
Hi, Margie. How are you? I called your name earlier. Praise the Lord. How are you doing today?
My phone went out. It's like I said, okay, I'm not supposed to say anything, or is God just wanting me to listen and to absorb? Because all of you have said some things that God has been saying to me, and one of the things that really resonated with me was the right position. Staying in place of somebody said a place of grace, because prophet and everyone, I have been in that quiet place, that place where it feels like, why me? Why am I? What is happening? And it seems like every time I've asked God, is this you? Are you showing me something? And today I just wanted to give a testimony for a lady I prayed with the day before. She was in the hospital and she called and said, I need you to come now. I said, no, I need you to lay your hands on your body, and I need you to agree with me in prayer. There is no distance in prayer. I said, your faith is going to heal you, and you should be coming out of that hospital. And I was listening this morning, and she interrupted my phone when she called to say, Elder, I'm going home. I'm being released. And I just started running in this house because I heard myself say it. But then when, like, I heard you just now saying people won't believe everything that you tell them, but I told her, I said, your faith has to be the healing. You have to believe it. I need you to speak it. I need you to pray with me, because I've been going through so much in the realm of, as an intercessor in the house, when I'm leading prayer, sometimes we don't want to hear it because God doesn't let me pray easy prayers. He doesn't let me speak easy things. And I said, God, you said your truth. So I've been quiet, but I was okay with it, as I would read what y'all told me in May. And prophet, you said I would have to be still sometimes, because where I'm going, I'm going to have to wait on God to let me speak. There is a young lady that's in the hospital. I prayed for her. I don't even know her, never saw her. My granddaughter just said, Mama, I need you to pray for her. She's 18 years old, and she needs a new heart. She needs a heart transplant. And today one of you said the heart. God wants to change the heart. And I said, Father, would you let her be a miracle? Would you let her be a miracle to her family, to the doctors and all? And would you change her heart? So it has to be a heart after God. We are looking a lot of times just surface, but it's not about the flesh. It's about the heart of God. And I got that, and I'm still being quiet. I didn't get to go to the conference. I didn't want to be jealous. I just prayed, because I'm asking, can I go to your conference?
Praise the Lamb.
I
have.
I do have something for you, Margie. I'm sorry, Prophet. Go ahead.
All right, give her a word now, please, because we only got 10 seconds.
I want to tell you that the Lord sent me to Isaiah 65:22-24. What's jumping out at me for you, they shall not labor in vain. And verse 24, it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. Isaiah 65:21-24 is what the Lord just gave me for you.
Thank you.
All right, we have to go, people. We're completely out of time. I love you. Those of you who we didn't get to, we're sorry today. Praise the Lamb of God. But this has been an awesome show. Thank you, Bertha. Thank you. Praise the Lamb of God, Majanice. Thank you, all our callers that called in. Prophet Darrell, thank you. Praise the Lamb of God. We will talk to you guys tomorrow. I love you. I bless you. And I'm excited about your future as God continues to make us all brand new.
Clouds have rolled away.